From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to announce within an hour or so if the United States will withdraw from a global Paris climate agreement. Many reports suggesting he will withdraw from the Accord on Voluntary Carbon Emissions Reductions. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said aside from the president's decision, U.S. states are already making strides in reducing carbon emissions.
Never mind the federal government. If you look at what American states continue to do, irrespective of the decisions at the federal government level, American states are showing a very considerable leadership in bringing down CO2 emissions, as indeed is the U.K. We've had a huge success in bringing down CO2. I think when I was mayor of London, my memory is we brought down CO2 emissions in London by about 14%.
President Trump has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate and insists withdrawal will save American jobs. The U.S. had pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. Afghanistan is mourning the victims of a massive truck bombing that blew up the diplomatic section of the country's capital Wednesday, killing at least 90 people, mostly civilians, and wounding more than 400 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Afghan intelligence suspect the blast was carried out by a Taliban-affiliated group with ties to Pakistan. President Trump is keeping the U.S. Embassy in Israel in Tel Aviv, even while promising to eventually move it to Jerusalem. The White House said in a statement Thursday, Trump's decision should not be considered anyway a retreat from the president's strong support for Israel. The White House goes on to say that Trump made the choice to maximize the chances of successfully negotiating a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians.